There's a rebellion brewing in the House of Representatives. Conservative and moderate Republicans are battling it out over competing immigration legislation. Stuck in the middle is House Speaker Paul Ryan. He's trying to find some consensus that would hold the party together. How he navigates this may determine whether or not he can serve out the rest of his term as Speaker. NPR's Susan Davis reports.
At a closed-door meeting this morning, House Republicans like Nevada Congressman Mark Amadei knew the Speaker was feeling unusually frustrated when he used some rather salty language.
I think he said gee whiz and gosh, and he used the word crap once. For Paul Ryan, crap is pretty blue language.
Frustration is what most House Republicans are feeling right now as the chamber wades into an unscheduled immigration fight this summer. It's exactly what Ryan was trying to avoid. Now, the Speaker acknowledges it's on him to find a way out that doesn't pit his majority against each other in the middle of an election year.
What we're trying to do is find where the consensus sweet spot is. It's a very difficult issue. Immigration is an issue that has a lot of passionate positions, a lot of passionate thoughts, and our members come from various different perspectives.
On one end is House conservatives, who used their votes to take down an unrelated farm bill last week on the floor. It was a strategy to get leadership to agree to a vote on a more hardline immigration bill. Conservatives want a border wall and tougher legal immigration policies before they'll agree to any paths to citizenship for people who came to the U.S. as children. And they want it passed on the strength of Republican votes. Conservatives like Ohio Congressman Warren Davidson argue that compromising on immigration would betray the voters that gave Republicans control of the White House and Congress.
We know that what Democrats want us to vote on isn't what we promised voters to do, and frankly, is very different from what the president campaigned on.
On the other end is House moderates, who are working with Democrats to use parliamentary tactics opposed by GOP leaders to force the House to vote on a different set of immigration proposals. Their end goal is to pass a bipartisan compromise that includes a path to citizenship in exchange for more border security. California Republican Jeff Denham is one of the Republicans driving the effort. Moderates like him argue voters just want a solution and that only a bipartisan bill can ultimately pass Congress.
I think that it's important to have something in the Senate that will get 60 votes in the Senate. That means getting Democrats on board. We will have Democrats on board in the House as well.
Stuck in the middle is the Speaker, who promised Republicans this morning that the House will now vote on immigration the third week in June. It's unclear what bills the House will take up, whether they can pass anything, or if the Senate would act if they did. Republican leaders haven't brought up any immigration legislation in this Congress because they wanted to protect their vulnerable incumbents from taking tough votes on bills if they're not guaranteed to become law. Increasingly, those vulnerable lawmakers are the ones saying they want to take these tough votes. Here's Amadei again.
I'm tired of defending nothing. Even if nothing passes, you've got to put forth the effort so you know where people are. Now, that may be a totally ludicrous thought, but that's where I'm at.
The one thing that is certain is that this is a political minefield for Paul Ryan. Even his staunchest allies, like Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole, say passing a bill without most Republicans voting for it would be politically treacherous for any leader.
When you control the House, you don't let the minority in your own conference dictate what's going to pass. So we need to just keep working and come together on something that satisfies at the minimum a majority of the majority.
For now, House Republicans are standing behind Ryan. He told reporters today a leadership race in the middle of an election year would only stand to hurt the party.
Obviously, I serve at the pleasure of the members. Those are the people who drafted me in this job in the first place. But I think we all agree the best thing for us is to complete our agenda and not wedge into the middle of the completion of our agenda a divisive leadership election.
Whether or not Ryan can complete his work as Speaker could be decided in June. Susan Davis, NPR News, The Capitol.